is wishing India-Forums a happy anniversary.
We are going to talk about a star who shot to the limelight as a koi bahu in a Muslim household and then rose to become the dutiful and khandani bahu of Wadhwa family. This star is not only beautiful but has oodles of talent as well. Should we say a combination of beauty and brains? In an era where everyone in the film industry says needs a godfather, her achievement in the industry have been gradual yet phenomenal. अब देवी और सज्जनों दिल थाम के बैठिए क्योंकि अब तक आप तो समझ ही चुके होंगे कि हम किसकी बातें कर रहे हैं. समझ गए ना? पर अगर नहीं समझे तो अभी भी आप अनाड़ी हैं क्योंकि हम लोग बात कर रहे हैं कुमकुम की, द ब्यूटिफुल द गॉर्जियस एंड वेरी वेरी टैलेंटेड जूही परमार, द आइडियल बहू, द आइडियल सास एंड आइडियल पत्नी एज वेल एज आइडियल मॉम. वेलकम जूही टू indiaforums.com.
Thank you, Mini, so much for such a lovely introduction for me and calling me an idol bahu and patni, and it's very strange to hear, but ma also, because I can't relate to it, but still.
Yeah, let me wish you from all the members of India Forums, on behalf of all the members, a very happy birthday and hopefully
you
have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much.
So, Anku Juhu lover want to know, Juhi, any special plans for your birthday and expecting any special gift from someone close to your heart?
Well, I don't have any plans for my birthday because I don't really celebrate my birthday. It's very simple. I go to my shoot in the morning because that's what I've been doing for past 4 years and it's been really nice and lucky for me. So, I go to the shoot and I happen to share my birthday with my director. He has his birthday on the same day.
Wow.
So we cut the cake together on the set, and it's such a good thing that, you know, it's very different feeling when on your birthday, instead of saying only thank you say same thing, which is to my director. So it's the only time I get to say same to you on my birthday. Otherwise, in happy birthday return, you only say thank you.
Yes, I know.
So just, you know, I go on the set, we cut the cake together, then we have a shoot till afternoon or so, and then I take a half day break. And I just go out in the night with my friends and my sister who's here in Bombay now. And nothing too special. I feel birthday is just another day which makes you a year older.
I agree on that part. So, going by your birthday, you are a Sagittarian. So, any traits that are typical to a Saggy that you have?
Oh, two of the biggest Saggy traits that I have. One is that I'm very friendly. I love making friends. And the second is I always end up putting my own mouth in my foot. So that is the biggest Saggy trait. Yes, all the Saggies do it, and most of the Saggies I've come across, they always say that, yeah, this is one Saggy thing that we all have, that Saggies would ultimately end up putting their own foot in their mouth. So I'm definitely a full-on Saggy.
Well, Linda Goodman doesn't have very good things to say about Saggy, but I think she also, I mean, there's one more I read. I'm a Saggy too, by the way, so I have read.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes, great.
Do you do the same thing?
Oh, yes, I do. All the time.
Yeah.
Trust me, I do it all the time. So, yeah, it's a good thing. But they also happen to be very good moms and, well, good friends. Mm-hmm. So that's heartening to know.
See, I am a very good friend for sure, because all my friends say that, and I know that when I call somebody a friend, then I give my life to that person. It's like that. But how good a mom I would be, that I'll come to know only then when I actually come to it.
And they're also very loyal. Another good thing.
That I am. It's not about blowing your own trumpet, but it's a fact that loyalty is something that I look for always, because this is what I give always in every relationship or whatever I do. one has to be loyal. I cannot stand dishonest people. So I myself have to be loyal and honest.
Yes, that's I think a very good trait that Sajis have, and I'm so happy that you have it too. So Vishakha wants to know, what was your aim as a child? How did acting happen to you, and who do you think is the inspiration behind it? There are not many questions, so answer one by one.
Okay. My aim was always to be an actress. Always. And I don't remember that I dreamt of becoming something else apart from an actress since my childhood. To just put it in one way, I've always said in my interviews that I was born to be an actress. Mm-hmm. Because all I remember is dreaming about becoming an actress. Like I would see a good film, would come back home and think that if I would do it, how I would do it. You know, it was like that. But I've never gone through any kind of training or something of that sort for this. Mm-hmm. And it's just in me, it's God's gift. I've never learned it. I think acting cannot be taught. It has to be within you. Then only it comes out. It can be only polished.
Right.
With practice or with whatever, but it has to be in you. Like, if you are not a singer from inside, nobody can actually forcefully make you a singer.
Right,
it's like
right,
that.
Right.
Art has to be in you. So, it's just that I realized it as long back as I can remember. I think I realized it immediately after I was born that I want to be an actress. Because I love it completely. And my inspiration as an actor was not inspiration, because acting is my inspiration. I don't remember looking at a particular actor and wanting to be in that actor's shoes. So I don't think that I have any inspiration as such.
And the third part, how did it happen finally? How did acting happen to you?
Okay, I just did my schooling and I was doing my graduation through correspondence when I came to Mumbai, because I said, okay, this is the time. I don't want to waste even a single day of my life and want to be there in the city of my dreams. So I had to leave Jaipur, Rajasthan, which is my home, and I had to come to Bombay, because if acting had to happen, it could happen only here. So I came here, struggled and worked hard with full sincerity like any newcomer or struggler would. And God has been really kind to me. I didn't really have to go through a lot of struggle, and got Shaheen in the very first year of shifting to Mumbai, which I got through an audition. And till date, I've always got roles through auditions, till Kum Kum actually. After Kum Kum, thankfully, people just call me and they say that we want you. Otherwise, it is always that I've given auditions to prove that I am the best suitable actor for this role. And after audition, when you are selected, you feel that for sure this is not for any other reason but for your acting capabilities, and you fit into the role so much that you are being cast, you know. In this.
Absolutely.
So for Kum Kum, I think there were almost over 100 girls who were auditioned, and then I was the one who was selected.
Wow.
So it gives you a great eye when you look at it this way. And even Shaheen, there were a lot of girls who were auditioned. So life has been really nice and smooth since the very beginning.
That's good. So, Jaipur. Now, are you a Rajput?
Yes, I am. Proud to be a Rajput.
Okay. So, normally Rajput families are conservative. A lot of them are. So, did you belong to a conservative family as well? And, like, how did they take your...
Mine is an exceptional Rajput family. In fact, at times we laugh at it that Rajput would outcast us if they actually come to know the liberal thoughts that the family members have. Because we are so non-Rajput in our thinking, which starts from straight from my Dadaji himself, you know. Unfortunately, he is no more. But, you know, my Dadaji was very liberal in his thoughts. He like in Rajputs, women are supposed to be under a veil in front of the elders and all. But my Dadaji always said that, you know, my daughter-in-law and all, they don't need to do it, because if they respect me, the respect has to be in the eyes, in the heart, not behind a veil, just to do it for the heck of doing it and actually cursing me behind the veil. You know? So that started right from my Dadaji, which was given to my father, to my other uncles and my relatives. And fortunately, my mother happens to be very broad-minded. So I've got parents who are probably the most amazing parents on this earth, who are very Indian at heart, but very liberal and modern in their thinking. So they're my best friends, actually. There's nothing in my life that I have hidden from them or have felt the need to actually, you know, not tell them and go ahead with it. I can go and tell them the biggest blunder of my life without having this fear of getting a very strange reaction from them. They've always been there, understood me, and have given me their piece of advice. So I'm very thankful to God that I belong to a Rajput family, which is not a conservative one.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing that comes to your mind, first. But
yeah.
That's so very nice to hear. Now, Preeti wants to know that if you become the richest girl in the world, what would you do?
What would I do? Oh, that is difficult, because I've never thought of becoming the richest girl. But if I become the richest girl, I think the first thing would be I'll be very uneasy because I would not know what to do with so much of money. And after that, I think I will buy loads and loads and loads of gifts for all the people I love, because I'm a Santa Claus when it comes to giving gifts. Mm-hmm. My sister says that you are a Santa Claus because I love gifting to all the people I love so much. So I think when I'll have all the money, I'll be able to give the biggest of gifts that I will probably dream of. So I'll do that. And one thing, not for the sake of just saying it, is I will definitely want to do is have a old age home, because that is one thing that I want to do in my life. Mm-hmm. Because, the parents who have grown old and their children feel that they are a burden, not somebody who's needed in their life, mm-hmm. and are not happy with their children. I would want to keep them in that old age home and make them feel important, wanted and loved, because I really hate the people who have no love and responsibility towards their parents or grandparents who've grown old.
Right, absolutely.
So that is one thing, because if I'll have money, I would want to do it at my best.
Yeah, that's such a sweet thought, and so typically Saggy, don't you think?
Yeah, I love oldies. I can cry for them. I love oldies more than kids.
So sweet. So I think any in-law would love to have you. That's what I believe. Now,
I'm sure I'm going to love my in-laws.
And we really, really hope, all of us, and I'm saying this on behalf of all of India Forums, that we hope that you get a very loving husband and equally loving in-laws.
Thank you so much.
So, Kirti wants to know, which serial that you have acted so far you think is a complete replica of yourself?
Oh, the complete replica is very difficult, because in a character you cannot find a complete replica. It's bits and parts of a character that you can relate to. But one character that, I won't say a serial, but a character that I could relate to the most is Chanda that I played in Kum Kum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is not my replica, because Chanda was a rural girl who didn't know how to speak English and was very unpolished.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of girl she was and the attitude she had and all that is very much me. I mean, I could relate to Chanda so much that people who know me from childhood would just say that we see Juhi, we don't see a character. They say, this is Juhi. What she's doing is Juhi. People are so used to seeing me behaving like that.
So
I think Chanda is closest to my personality.
Okay. Now,
which was in Kum Kum.
Okay. That's nice to know. So
the double role that I did in Kum Kum.
Uh-huh.
So the character is not there anymore in the show because she died.
Mm-hmm.
But is one of my favoriteest characters that I did.
That's a nice way to put it. So now, Norzer wants to know, if the show Najbali were to happen next year, would you by any chance like to participate?
It depends on my partner, because I love dancing, but the person whoever I get married to should also love it equally and should be equally comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If he's also game, if he would want to do it, then I would definitely love to be a part of something like Najbali for the sake of dance, because I am a complete dance lover. But if he would not be okay with it, I'll have no issues. I'll be like, no loss. They're lost.
Okay.
If they don't have me, Najbali.
So now, do you think there is any chance of you participating? Just say, if your partner would.
How do I know? It depends on the person who I get married to, and I really don't know who I'm going to get married to, so I can't tell you.
I really can't.
It's just something I can't predict.
Yeah, so it was just my way of, you know, going around the nose to ask you, around the head to ask you.
I got that.
Okay, now, Fizz wants to know, my God, this one is a tricky one. Whom do you think you share a better screen chemistry with? Hussein or Anuj?
Oh, this is very tricky. This is like trying to trap me and I want to escape. See, they both are amazing co-actors. And like when the show started, Jatin Kumkum pair was there only for 40 episodes, which is a very short span. But in those 40 episodes only, the pair had become a big hit. And, you know, people loved the pair. And when Jatin died in the show, Kumkum became a big hit only because people did not like to see Kumkum as a widow and not having Jatin in her life. So, it was very good with Anuj also. And with Hussein, it's been such a long time. You know, now we are going to touch 1,000 episodes. So, when we got married and the show was around 100. So, from 100 to 1,000 episodes is a long journey. People are so used to seeing Sumit Kumkum together and the ups and downs that they have been in and still been together. That the chemistry with Hussein that I shared is also something very good. I really cannot compare these two. I really cannot compare. I'm not trying to be politically correct. It's just that, I mean, they both are very dear to me. And both are great co-actors, great friends. So, I really can't say who I share a better chemistry with. I think had Jatin Kumkum been a pair which would have gone for longer, it could have been equally popular as Sumit Kumkum. That's all I think.
Yeah, Jatin Kumkum were very popular. Yes, I remember
they
that.
They were very popular.
Yes, and yeah, I think... So,
and it was good. Very good scenes we used to do. The chemistry was very nice. So, we didn't have enough time to build that and have a fan following for the jodi as such. So, it's a difficult one to say. That will be unfair if I say that no, Sumit Kumkum are more popular. So, I think that makes a better pair. They both are good. I mean, I fit in with both.
Okay. So, now comes the next question. Which is your favorite scene in Kumkum from the recent time, post-leap? Which do you like the most and why?
Post-leap. Oh, post-leap. Well, it's a difficult one because my favorite scenes are always...
Pre-leap.
Before me.
Okay, pre-leap. You give us one pre-leap and one post-leap.
Okay, pre-leap goes way back when Jatin died in the show. The sequence where I scream for the first time after seeing Jatin's dead body when they are taking him away. That whole sequence is very close to my heart and I still get goosebumps whenever I see that scene because I was very affected with it as I was doing something like that for the first time and it had come out very well. So, I think that scene is, will always remain my favorite scene till whenever Kumkum goes on. And post-leap, I've not thought of any favorite scene, but I think the first episode post-leap was a very cute episode. And I like the scene, the last scene where Sharman picks me up in his arms. And he runs around in the house and Sumit runs after him saying that Tumeri Bibi ko gira dega. And then Sumit takes me in his arms and then Dhruv comes and then Dhruv, Sharman, Sumit, all three of them are actually, you know, playing with me like a ball in their hand and kind of taking me high in the air and all that. It was a very cute sequence. I think that scene was the cutest scene post-leap.
Oh, so sweet. That sounds very cute. Okay, now
yeah, that was a cute
we have one more question. This one seems to be a Hussein fan. Tell us about the Hussein, the person, Hussein, the actor, Hussein, the friend, and Hussein, the dancer. And what kind of relationship do you share with Hussein and Tina?
Okay, Hussein, the first thing, a person, right? So many things you asked that I forgot.
The person.
Hussein is a very, how to put it, he's very thanda. Why? Because he never gets angry. And it puts me off because there are a lot of times one should get angry, but he's always quiet and he would not react. He would just not react. And I look at him and I say that you've got no backbone or what? Why couldn't you react? So he's a very chilled out guy basically, to put it positively, that he's very calm and composed. He does not get affected by things very easily and does not get hyper. He's very calm, very, very calm. I don't think he ever got angry in his life. So that is his quality.
Actor. Hussein the actor.
Hussein as an actor has grown tremendously. I've seen the growth in Hussein as an actor from day one to now. And the way he has grown is completely commendable, because the way now when we do scenes and the kind of feeling he gives to a co-actor is so good that you do not really need to work very hard towards getting into the skin of the character and getting into the feel of the scene. No, it comes out very naturally. And today we share such a good chemistry and rapport because of working for so many years together that we understand a lot of things about each other as actors. Like, we look into each other's eyes and we know that the tear is about to come and now the tear is about to fall. So, you know, we would give each other's cues and dialogues accordingly. So, that kind of comfort level is very difficult to share with an actor, mm-hmm. That I share with Hussain, and he has known as an actor quite a lot.
The friend.
Then my equation with Hussain, a friend. Hussain and me are friends. We would never be singing each other's praises on our faces. We'll never be like, oh, you're my dear friend, or oh, you mean this to me or that to me. We are always pulling each other's leg. We're always saying, you're pathetic, you're horrible, you're a cockroach, you're this, you're that. And we would never be saying good things about each other. We'd always be saying bad things about each other on each other's face, knowing that it's a joke. But it's our way of... Every relationship is different. This is the way this one is. That we don't really say it. But one knows and one can feel. But it's just a lot of fun being together. And would always try to say that you're a pathetic this and you're a pathetic that and all that, which is just like what you do in your teenage and college and all. We have maintained that flavor still. And Hussain and Tina as dancers, right? Or Hussain as a dancer?
Hussain as a dancer,
I don't have to say that. It says it all that he's reached the finals of Nach Bali and he's for sure going to win. So he is a terrific dancer and I have always danced with him in events and he is very good to dance with. He is so energetic that when you look at him dancing, you feel that you have to work hard and, you know, stand up the same way you feel. You have to give your best. He forces you first because he's so good when it comes to dancing and so energetic. So I give him 200 out of 100 for dance.
Okay, now.
And, what about Hussain and Tina?
Now, the relationship that you share with Hussain and Tina.
See, with Hussain and Tina, it's very chilled out because from the day one, I always knew that Tina is there in Hussain's life. And I always knew that Hussain is going to get married to Tina. Tina and me were not friends then, but we got to speak to each other and got to know each other little before their marriage. Mm-hmm. And post-marriage, now it's like Hussain and Tina is a package deal. I don't think of Hussain as Hussain. Hussain means Hussain and Tina. No, so I think it says it all. It's like a package deal for me. I can't think of any one of them separately.
So sweet. I think that's the sweetest thing you have said. So, okay. Now, can you specify a funny moment that has happened in the sets? And normally, how is the general atmosphere on the sets? There are many who want to know this.
Arey, my atmosphere on the set is so brilliant that people will, half of the time, we have people who get carried away with their crying scenes and all, they will get a heart attack only when they see us laughing on the set about the scene. Because we have so much fun on the set. We are always joking, laughing, passing, doing stuff which goes beyond limits, and we all are crazy. We are a crazy bunch of people. I always say that BAT actually picked up all the craziest people in the world and put them together in one show called Kumbho. So the actors, the team, the technicians, the director, the cameraman, all of us together are so much fun to be with that the set is like one chidiya ghar. We are always having fun and bullying each other and running around and laughing and bashing each other, and it's like a playground for us. And there's no gender bar, you know. I don't feel that I'm a girl. At times I have to remind them of that, the way they talk in front of me and the way they behave. I'm like, hello, listen, there's a girl sitting in between you guys. And they're like, please make us feel like you're a girl, because the way you behave with us, we feel that you are one like us. So it's very friendly. The atmosphere is really, really nice. And I think the funniest thing that has happened recently is, I should not be saying it, but actually Hussain trouser actually tore off in between the shot, where I fall down on the ground. My big hosh ho jati when I get to know that Sumit has a tumor, and he has to lift me up. He had to go down on his knees, and the trouser was very tight. So the stitch of his trouser from the center actually went fatak, and I burst into laughter. I was supposed to be fainted in the shot, but I could stop my laughter because I could hear Hussein's pants stitch going fatak. And I started laughing, and we all had a good laugh from the set. And Hussein was so embarrassed, he just rushed to the makeup room. And he didn't know how to come back in front of us and show his face. I think that was the funniest thing that could happen.
So sweet. I'm not sure Hussein is going to be very chilled out.
Hussein is going to hit me tomorrow. If I have a blue eye and you get to know what in the paper, you know what I have.
You just hope that he's too busy in his Najvaliya rehearsals and doesn't get time.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So... In fact, talking about the tumor, Sri wants to know that we were also tensed and taken aback when we heard that Sumit was going to die. Even few articles confirmed this. So what was happening then? Now that Sumit is back after the operation, we are all in smiles. So can you take us to those moments when these articles came up and now when the things have settled?
See, I think what happens is when the creative calls are to be taken, like when the tumor was done and these questions were popped up that is Sumit going to die, it was a moment or the time for the creative to decide on what is going to be the next track. And it is too early for them to say a yes or a no. If they had said no, they were asked a lot of questions. They say yes, they are asked a lot of questions. So they never said that yes, Hussein is leaving. They only said that we might have a possibility of killing Sumit because tumor operation may be unsuccessful. So the entire thing was depending on what's going to be the next track. We of course never wanted Hussein to be not there in the show, and Sumit, I mean, you cannot imagine Kumkum, only Kumkum without Sumit. But probably it was one of the possibilities that they thought of. I am totally unaware of it. I also got to know about only when I read in the papers. But I always believed that this is not going to happen, and it has not happened. So I think probably it was a temporary thing where they were going through that deciding phase that what is to be the next track. I'm sure, but if Sumit had died, something or the other would have happened and we would have got Hussein. Definitely not as my son or grandson, but definitely in the show.
Okay, now let's read some messages. I mean, I'm enjoying this chat so much that I almost forgot to read one, but let me start before I get the brickbats.
Okay.
Ekta says, I wish for you a happy day. For lots of love to come your way. May your heart be filled with cheer. This will last through the coming year. Best wishes from my heart sent your way, hoping that much joy be yours today. The special prayer for you, I will say God bless you on your very special day. Happy birthday, Juhi.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
It is, isn't it? In fact, listen to this. Anku Juhu says, happy birthday, angel. You have special place in my life. Today is your day to celebrate, your day to the star. So let the ones you love all cheer and say how special you are. A year of fun and happiness is my birthday wish for you. You are someone special and your birthday should be too. Happy birthday, Juhi, sweetie. Love, Ankita.
Thank you so much. It really feels good that there are so many people who love you and make you feel so special.
Okay. Let's get back to another question. Like all artists, do you nurse any ambition of entering the Bollywood?
It's not about nursing any ambition. I wanted to be an actress and thankfully I am an actor today. But the only good thing in films are that you get to play different characters and you get to do dance. The storm thing, which is not there in series, is there in films. So these two things are exciting, which are not there in television much, because once you get to do a role like Kumkum, it goes on for a very long time and you are doing only one character. But then I won't say that I nurse an ambition. If I do it, great. If I don't, I mean, it's not going to bother me. I won't say that there's something that is lacking. If it was, I would say one more step towards another horizon. It happens, great. It does not happen, no issues.
Okay. So, Juhi, is there any particular, kind of character you would like to play? I mean, you have played the ideal saas, patni, bahu, but is there anything that comes to your mind when you think of an ideal role?
Yeah, one thing that I would want to do is a mentally challenged girl character. A mixture of what Sridevi did in Sadma and Urmila Matondkar did in Pyar Tune Kya Kiya. She was like not mentally challenged, she was obsessed. But to the extent that she loses her mental balance. So a mixture of these two characters, someone who loses her mental balance. It's very difficult to play a character like that without going overboard and being subtle and still doing it well. So that is something I would love to do.
Okay, so I really hope that we get to see you in something like that.
I hope.
Okay. Now, Vishakha Girl 12 has a very cute message for you. She says, "Hey Juhi, wishing you a very happy birthday. May God make your every wish come true. Thank you so much for taking your time to come on India Forums and keep smiling with lots of love, Vishakha."
Thank you so much,
Vishakha. So sweet. And Tara says, "Happy birthday, Juhi. May all your wishes come true and may you get all the happiness you deserve. Have a wonderful day. You rock in Kumkum. Outstanding performance made each and every day. Oh yeah, tell us how old you're gonna be. It's always been a mystery for us all fans. We have been trying to figure out for ages. Happy birthday once again."
Okay, so this is a message come question. Sister, yes. I'm going to tell her that I'm going to be as young as I look. I always say I leave the year for you people to guess. And keep guessing. My candles are not going to go more than 16. Every year I'm going to put only 16 candles on my cake. And obviously I'm just getting into my teen. So, and I would want to believe that I'm that young only. Let people imagine, let people think and see what they think about me. I would want to know from them what they think, how old I look. For sure, I don't look as old as my character because that is like almost double my age. So, not that old.
The thing is, like, you know, if they are guessing, well, it's good. Which means, like, their brain tells them that, well, it can't be. But their eyes say, no, it must be. So, Sara has two messages. She says, "As long as stars twinkle in the sky, as long as angels are there up high, till the oceans run dry, we will love you till we die and even after that."
Oh God.
Many returns. Yes, it is. And she goes on to say, "Many, many, many happy returns of the day, Juhi, or should I say angel, as everyone here calls you. May you celebrate many more birthdays to come and may God fulfill all your wishes and dreams. Like everyone else, you have a special place in my heart too. I love you from the left, right, top and bottom of my heart. Yani poore dil se."
That is very, very, very sweet.
So, that brings us to an end to this interview, but Juhi, I really enjoy it. All our members are going to enjoy it. I know that. So before we go, we have to follow a tradition that we have for all our India Forum guests that we have, and that is to sing two lines of any song that you want, and just a couple of lines, but you have to sing for us.
That's a tradition.
Yes, that's a tradition.
The difficult one. Okay, I'll sing a song which I really like from one of the recent films. Pal 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 har pal har pal kaise katega pal har pal har pal 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 har pal har pal kaise katega pal har pal har pal dil 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 mein machi hai machi machi hai hal chal hal chal hal chal kaise katega pal har pal har pal kaise katega pal har pal har pal. Okay.
Wow, thank you so much. That's so sweet and beautiful. And you sing well. And thank you so much, Juhi. And before we go, finally, please give a message for all your fans and members at India Forum Store.
I just want to thank all of them for making this birthday so special, because I really don't do anything different on my birthday, but this was something very different that I have not done any time before on any of my birthdays. So thank you for once again making me feel that you all love me so much and my hard work is appreciated, and you're always there to love me and wish me. So I am not able to reach out to all of you. I would love to, but it's impossible for me. Still, you all just send your wishes to me and keep loving me like this is overwhelming, and I'm thankful to God and to all of them for doing it to me. And I really mean it from the bottom of my heart that all the love that you all give, I guess that is the reason of the happiness in my life, that that everything goes well and everything falls in place. Just keep loving me, and I promise to keep entertaining you like this always.
Thank you, Juhid, and thank you for giving us this interview.
Thank you, it was my pleasure. It was very nice talking to you. Feels really good that so many people love you, and it was pleasure, my pleasure.
Okay, and so we say bye, and you have a blast on your birthday.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, friends, so this was Juhi Parmar, and this is Mini signing off with a promise to come back with much more fun and musty. So till then, take care and goodbye.
आए थे हम एक रोज मेहमान बनकर क्या थी खबर आपके घर के ही हो जाएंगे
पर्दे पे जो रिश्ते
और हम क्या कहें आपसे बस करने को आए हैं इकरार आप जो हमको अपनाते नहीं तो बनता नहीं
wishing India-Forums a happy anniversary.